some more. Come out of here on the floor, honey, let's rock some more, yeah. Now when you get out here, don't you have no fear. Put your hands on your hip and let your backbone slip and work out.
Time to work it out. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live here from beautiful Palm Springs, California, Power Belt's headquarters. Cool stuff, man. Featuring all that the Coachella Valley has to offer, including one of the most beautiful country clubs, I think, west of the Mississippi.
Well, this is certainly the golf capital of the western United States. Toscana Country Club has got a great story. I've had the pleasure of driving by it 10 times like a tourist, but I haven't been in yet.
Well, we're going to bring on someone who needs no introduction and can talk about this perfectly. Their director of golf, Dave Craig. How you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Pleasure to have you with us. If you don't mind, firstly, talk about the conception of the club, how it was born.
Well, it was born about 10 years ago. Sunrise Company, the developer, had come up with the concept for Toscana Country Club, a Tuscan village set up as a country club. And the CEO of the company, Bill Bone, was responsible for coming up with the vision of what this was going to be and how it would move forward. And, of course, Bill has been out here for 30-plus years developing properties out in the Palm Springs, Coachella Valley. And this was meant to be and is kind of the crown jewel of the clubs that Sunrise and Bill have developed over the years.
You know, before we get started, obviously, and talk a little bit more about the overall design and all the great amenities that the country club has to offer, I do want to talk about how you have recently, formed a partnership with the PGA's national initiative, which we all know it as Tee It Forward. But, you know, talk about that and exactly, you know, what it is for people who may not be familiar with it.
Well, Tee It Forward is an initiative that the PGA is involved in, the USGA, National Golf Foundation. It's an initiative to get people back to the game of golf, folks that have left for one reason or another, to get people who are still playing to play a little bit more and enjoy the game a little bit more, and then to bring new golfers into the game, to create some excitement about the game, to take it back to, if you will, when it was a simpler, easier game, a little different from what you see on tour where guys are playing from 7,500 yards. And
Hey, I like it from 7,500 yards.
Yeah, I'll accept the 6,500 yards.
Hey, it actually could be more like 4,500 yards, correct?
Yeah, and that's exactly what we've done. So we've taken it to a to another length. The idea with Tee It Forward is, again, to make the game more enjoyable. And so what it's doing is getting folks to tee up from a set of tees that are a set or two closer to the green than they normally would. And at a community like Toscana, it's just been a fantastic addition to what we've done. We couldn't have imagined it being this good and being this well accepted. But our membership age range is, anywhere from 50 to 80, and the folks are happy to be going up a set of tees now. They're getting more and more comfortable moving up a set or more, and enjoying the game the way they used to enjoy it in their 20s, 30s, and 40s.
And of course,
they lost a little distance, and now they're having fun actually having a chance at birdies again.
I'm assuming all members have options, right? They can play from the back if they want to tee it forward.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. We a lot of our golf events, our tournaments now, organize, and some of the ones that the members actually organize themselves, they're actually using it now for their format. So they're letting guys, women tee up from one or two sets ahead of them, and then we just use the USGA adjustment system to give the folks who are playing further back a couple of extra strokes to even things out. But they really are. They're enjoying it quite a bit, and we're getting more and more people every week, every month, that are at least trying it.
You know, Dave, when we talk to you, we can only think about greatness, and the name Jack Nicklaus and you come up at the same time.
This will be the first, only, and probably last time that ever happened.
Well, two championship Jack Nicklaus signature golf courses there, 27 holes completed, correct?
Correct.
Man, oh man. Well, you know, the golf course and the country club itself, I mean, has received a ton of great notoriety since its inception. And, you know, besides the golf course, which is spectacular, and we all love championship golf, you got membership that is available for both resident and invitational, non-resident meaning, equity golf memberships, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Good stuff. More information, obviously, I would assume, to go to the website to kind of get a great layout of the land, if you will, ToscanaCC.com?
Yes, that'll get you to the website, and okay. That'll be an area for you to find out more information and contact us.
That's great.
Not that I'm a avid tennis player, but you got a pretty much, you got tennis and golf.
We've got tennis and golf. We've got a great sports club, which includes right now four tennis courts with plans for more as we build out the project. First-class sports facility with separate aerobics rooms, Pilates rooms, stretching rooms.
Nice.
And then we've got a world-class spa, just absolutely phenomenal.
Wow,
spa.
At a country club. This is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a first for me.
This is a very special place in a very special location, without a doubt.
Let's talk about the restaurant and Chef Mark. I mean, I hear some great things over there. We love food here at Tee It Up.
Mark.
We all
Come
love
on.
Food.
Yeah.
We all love food, and he's great.
Yeah.
He does a fantastic job.
Mm.
Again, he brings club-level food up about three or four rungs on the ladder. It's not typically the thing that everybody sees as the premier area at a club, but Mark does a great job, as does the rest of his crew, his service staff and everything. They do a hell of a job. And
what about real estate, by the way?
Yeah, we've got a little real estate here. Yeah, we've got some beautiful homes, some homes that are estate homes.
Okay.
That you can build your own
version
of what your paradise is, and then we've got our models that and we have 10 different models of elevations that you can build out.
Okay.
Hey, Dave, give out some familiar streets, like the intersections where Toscana's nearby for familiarity.
Sure. We're actually at the intersection of El Dorado and Fred Waring.
Okay.
And that is our that is one gate entrance, and then the other gated entrance is on Hovely Lane and El Dorado.
Now, just for people listening all over the country, and of course this is our home away from home, Indian Wells, California, probably one of the most beautiful cities in California. It's spectacular. It's like my favorite city in the Coachella Valley. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And Dave, you just said it off the air. The weather report is perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and beautiful. Probably Indian Wells and beautiful. It's probably a little bit of an understatement, but it is. Right now, it is absolutely perfect, and it'll stay this way for about 6 or 7 months.
So
it is the place to be if you're a golfer or a tennis player.
I love it.
AM 920 KPSI, our friends over there in La Quinta,
yep,
and Jack Nicklaus and Dave, all in the same breath.
There you go. More information, you got to go to the website, ToscanaCC.com. That's ToscanaCC.com. Dave, appreciate you joining us.
Hey, guys, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you around. We'll see you real soon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Live from Power Built's corporate headquarters out here in the Coachella Valley. More to come here live on the Tee It Up Radio Network as the countdown continues.